Hi, I'm Molly Bransky, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chip Chat Podcast. It is a morning here at Gillette
Stadium. Yes, it is. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Alyssa. Thank you for coming in so early.
No problem. I'm happy to.
It's a little rainy out, too.
Yeah, kind of a gray day, but that's
hard to get out of bed.
For sure.
Well, I appreciate it, and all the listeners appreciate it. It is a morning, like I said, here at Gillette Stadium. We're going to talk about what you can do to get back in shape from good old football season to basketball season, although we are well into our football season, and it's not anywhere near done. I know high school football is pretty much done.
It is, and it's almost basketball tryouts, and as you know, that means cheerleading basketball tryouts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we definitely will. We also have our key stretch coming straight from Alyssa's mouth. Dun, dun, dun.
Hello!
And we're going to get to know Alyssa just a little bit better. And of course, our question of this week. So we'll just start and get right into it. Some tips for getting back into shape. You know, you're used to wearing the warm-ups, the
layers. We've all been out on the field lately, and it really means dressing up for the cold weather. And now we're going to be moving inside for a lot of you guys out there into the basketball season. That means getting back into your skirts and your tops. And obviously, you want to look great.
So of course you do.
Just means it's time to get, you know, back into doing your crunches and running your laps or whatever it is that gets you going.
Right. And the easiest thing, I think, is to seriously just be like, before you go to bed every night, do 100 crunches.
Oh, yeah,
it
definitely.
It's the easiest thing to get back into physical shape. Mm-hmm. You know, cardio and stuff like that takes obviously more work.
Yeah, for sure. But it's also about a routine. You know, if you can make yourself get up that 10 extra minutes in the morning and tell yourself, listen, this is, it's going to, how great am I going to look? And then it's definitely worth it, you know?
Right. And it's not just about the way you look, it's the way you perform. I mean, you gotta do your push-ups every night so that you can throw those girls as high as you can for a basketball.
Yep.
So
and if you can get back into your gym for your tumbling class, even if it's once a week, to brush up on that. I know a lot of girls maybe don't do that out on the football field, but you're going to be headed in tumbling and stunting a lot more. So
Right. Just,
you know, polishing up and getting ready.
Exactly. I heard a lot of schools are banning basket tosses on basketball wood, like the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I am so surprised because when that was like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, but I mean, cheerleading, as we've all seen lately, has become, you know, very competitive, and it is dangerous. I mean, you have to be safe about it, but I'm sure that all of you out there listening are, and once you use good technique, then,
right,
you know.
And you have your spotters, and you get into your routine, the people you're comfortable with. I mean, if you can't, if you're one of those squads that they have banned basket tosses, save it for a competition. You know,
mm-hmm.
keep working on them at practice and just save it for a competition, knowing that, you know, you're going to have so much more energy because you haven't been doing them all season, that it'll be better.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of you now are starting to cheerlead all year round, so just the fact that you can't be necessarily doing one of your most favorite moves out on the court doesn't mean that you won't get a lot of other opportunities throughout
right.
the year.
That's a good point. When I was in grade school, I went to a Catholic, you know, little private school. I think there were like 13 girls in my class or something, or 13 girls in the cheerleading squad. And we cheered for basketball. We didn't have a football team, but we were also the girls' basketball team. So our games were before the guys. We'd hurry up, we'd play our basketball game, and then have to run into the bathroom to change into cheerleading outfits. We'd already missed the first quarter by the time we'd come back because the game started right away. It was just so much fun.
That's so cute.
So I know the point. The point of my story is that I know what it's like to want to do everything.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball and football and soccer. We have soccer cheerleaders, hockey cheerleaders.
Yep. At my college, we have hockey cheerleaders and basketball cheerleaders and football cheerleaders. And those girls and guys are in the gym, you know, even in the spring, if they're not cheering for anybody, they're getting ready for next season. So.
Right, because cheerleading truly is a year-round sport, as it is for us. I mean, our tryouts start in April, and our contract doesn't end until April. It's a year-round sport. Whether or not you have a game to perform at, there's always something, you know. You carry those letters. If you're on varsity, you carry that around with you year-round. You're representing your cheerleading squad year-round. And that brings us to another good topic where, you know, when you're representing that, you have to represent that. You don't want to make bad choices that reflect upon the school or your team or your peers.
No, you do have to remember that being a cheerleader is being an ambassador between your team and your fans. I mean, you
right.
guys have some of the most FaceTime with any of the fans, just as we do, and
right.
it's our job to make sure that we show off how great our team really is.
Right, and you might not have fans like we do, but everyone has fans. You know, if you're a cheerleader, you are entertaining the entire school's crowd, that crowd that's watching that game. Those
mm-hmm.
are your fans.
Exactly. And all the people that come out to see your team are your fans as well. That's why you're there. I mean, yes, cheerleading is now its own sport, but it came out of, you know, rooting for your home team.
Exactly.
So have pride in your school and your teams and your parents and your families that come out to watch, and the parents and families of the players that come out to watch.
That's right. Really quick, we kind of got off track there, but, you know, take your dog out for a walk, get some cardio in.
Oh, sure. You know, any little thing you do, it always helps. Yeah. So you don't need to do a life overhaul. You know, you just need to make small improvements to start to feel better about yourself.
We've already talked about healthy snacking. So, you know, 100-calorie packs and all that applesauce instead of oil stuff. It's pretty easy. I mean, and it's not like you're missing out on anything.
No, and it is all about moderation. You know, it's okay to eat a cookie or when you go to a sleepover party to have an ice cream sundae. Don't think that, you know, you're doing something bad for your body by allowing yourself to have the things that you enjoy. Just remember that with that comes, you know, everything that you decide, every choice that you make has an action as part of that. So just, you know, maybe that means 10 extra minutes of whatever it is that you do to keep yourself healthy.
That's right. Thank you for that, Alyssa.
No problem.
That was a very good talk. Oh, before we move on, we just got done dancing on the new field turf, which
yes,
I'm sure everybody is wondering what it feels like. And I think it's beautiful.
It's like a carpet, a beautiful green carpet.
And it feels like a carpet. When I first took my first step on that thing, I was like, this is definitely different. Like, you could tell right off the bat, it's softer.
Yep.
There's no holes yet.
And heading out into the end zone, not having to worry about stepping in a big hole is just huge.
That's huge, especially in the boots.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to throw that in there because that was a big thing. All right, so we'll get a quick stretch from Alyssa.
Sure. Today I'm going to present our key stretch of the week, which is a little preparation that we like to do to get ready for our splits. Starting standing with your feet about shoulder width apart, put one hand on your hip and the other over your head. And then lean away from that arm over so you stretch out the whole side of your body. And once you're done that, turn and face the direction you just leaned with a flat back. That should stretch out the back leg. And that's a really good one of my favorite ones. Stretch out those hamstrings, which can get really tight, especially in the cold. From there, you can head right into a lunge and stretch the front part of your leg, which is just another added benefit. And go back and forth between that upwards position with both legs straight and then that lunge position. That'll get you really loosened up and ready for your splits.
And then you just switch to the other side. And
yep, make sure you do both sides of everything because
be
we
equal.
All know that everybody has a side that's easier for them.
Of course. Thank you.
No problem.
Perfect. I want to get to know Alyssa really well.
All right.
And so this is our part where we basically interview you. And I think about your biography, and I really should print out everybody. I should really just read everybody's because I learned so much from these things. Why don't you tell everybody what you are?
Okay.
Really quick. Because the thing that separates you from all of us.
All right. Well, something that's a little bit different about me, but really not that different, is I'm in my last year of college studying mechanical engineering. So
oh, yeah. That's nothing different. I mean, I know so many engineers in my time.
Well, I do come from a class of about 42 boys and 3 girls. But it's amazing. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's something that I really like to do, and it's challenging, and it involves mixing the things that I'm good at, like math and science, so it seemed like a logical choice for me.
That's awesome. It doesn't just take beauty to be a cheerleader.
That is true. Everyone, you know, just to keep up on your game, the number of things that we have to remember, and I'm sure that all of you have to remember between your stunts and your cheers and your dancing, you know, it's certainly not a sport for the slow-minded,
no.
Let us say.
No. Never mind coordination.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing I never knew about you. You were Miss Teen Maine.
Yes, I was. In 2000, I decided to run. One of my friends just suggested it.
Was it fun?
Oh, definitely. It was something totally out of character for me. If you guys get a chance to read my bio, you'll see that really I'm pretty much a geek at heart. I'm definitely into school and things like
that. I
think
you're lying because you're also a runner-up at Miss Maine.
That's true. Well, after my experience doing Miss Teen Maine, I had such a great time.
And you were addicted.
Everyone was... I wouldn't go that far, but one of my very good friends all growing up was running and... She ended up winning the year that I got first runner-up. So
that's amazing.
It was a great experience to share with her and you know, we did it together, and I learned so much from it and met so many people, amazing people from my state, which I'm so proud to be from, you know, the teeny little state of Maine, that getting a chance to represent them is something that I was really proud to do.
That's awesome. My best friend was Miss Teen Rhode Island as well.
That's awesome.
Not really my thing. I like watching and hearing about it. Not really my thing, but I think that's so good. And you must have won so many prizes. And
it was nice to win prizes. You know, you win prizes and you get to go places and appear and similar kind of things that we get to do here, do charity work and things like that, which are things that I enjoy. So,
yeah, that's great. See, you don't have, you know, you never know what you like
exactly.
until you try it.
It's definitely worth it to step outside your comfort zone.
Your favorite anime character is Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. That is so cute.
I love The Little Mermaid. Great movie. Just came back out on Disney DVD. So that's really exciting. I haven't gotten it yet, but cross my fingers for Christmas. You know, you never know what Santa brings.
Coming up quick.
Exactly.
Your dream job is to own a bakery.
I think it'd be something really different and certainly challenging, but fun.
So out of place. You were a Miss Teen, you're an engineer, you're a cheerleader, and now you want to own a bakery.
Well,
is there anything you don't want?
For sure, I'm all over the place. We all know this, but I love baking. It's a very... Baking and engineering are not as different as you might think. Because
no, of course
it's
not.
A very... It's an equation, really. It's you put in these many things and you get out something that's great. So
definitely.
I love eating. I love baking. And I can imagine just how fun it would be to own your own business and make other people happy. You know, that's a really a business where people come in and they get to enjoy what you do.
Yeah. Let me shed some light on your bakery idea. I used to work at a bakery for a couple years and... I didn't own it, but I still had to be at work at 7 a.m.
Yes.
And they were there from, like, 2 a.m. baking. And
I do hear that it is
it's
tough
a lot
on the
work.
Mornings, but...
A lot of work, but
yep.
There's nothing like family bakeries, let me tell you. And in case no one knows what a bakery is, because a lot of places don't have bakeries. It's kind of a New England thing. It's kind of like a pastry shop, and they sell pastries and breads and pizzas, and it's kind of like an Italian thing.
Yep.
A lot of Italian pastries and pizzas, and basically you just kind of man the counter and just get what everybody wants.
It's unlike a restaurant in that you don't really necessarily go there to buy everything you'd have for a full meal, but it's a lot of treats and sweets and breads and things like that that really complement your meal.
Yes. And your hidden talent is you can walk on your hands. I never knew this.
Yes, I can.
Because I can walk on my hands. We should have had a contest.
Yeah, I think probably before we're done this year, we're definitely be doing it.
We're having a contest.
I mean, considering I'm not a gymnast, walking on my hands is a talent. There's a lot of girls I've met on this team who could probably walk on their hands in circles around me, but the fact that I managed to figure that out on my own is pretty good, you know.
So. Oh, that's great. You're definitely a strange seed, Alyssa.
I know, but everyone will admit that I'm probably the strangest one out of all of us, but that's all right.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Although, I've worked at a bakery and can walk on my hands.
Well, maybe you're not so strange as we think.
Normally, me.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for that.
No problem.
So, our question of this week is pretty easy. It's anonymous, and it comes out of Maine, your hometown.
Yay, Maine!
They just wanted to know what our URL was for MySpace. We've been talking all about MySpace, and a couple times ago I had said the first 10 MySpacers to mention Chit Chat in a message to me got a free NAPC poster.
That's great.
Which is awesome, and those went really quick. We're going to offer it again this time, so if anyone... especially the person who asked this question, would like to mention Chit Chat in a message, you'll get a signed poster.
And be sure to add me while you're on MySpace.
And Alyssa is on there as well. Oh, before, we have to answer this question. And the URL is myspace.com/patscheerleaderchitchat.
That is worth it. It's worth that big typing into that URL right there.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I enjoy messaging and adding in comments.
Yep, and Lori definitely keeps everybody up to date with what we're doing, so that's really great of her, because I know we all get busy and maybe don't have the time to tell all of our friends and family about all the exciting things we do. So that's how I use MySpace to, you know, keep up with everybody that I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess that's going to about do it for today. I know you have a class to get to.
Yep, got to go to class. I'm having our big senior design presentation coming up next week, which is very exciting.
You'll have to let us know how that goes.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure you'll hear about it.
I can't wait. I don't miss college, college presentations and stuff like that.
The presentations are stressful, but all the time we spend joking around in the lab and having a great time.
Yes.
Yeah, being with your friends it's worth the work and the reward, and it's really exciting for me because we're thinking about filing a patent, so it's just about as big of a deal as you can get in my little world of engineering.
That's a big world you're living in, honey. Big world. Anyways, thanks for joining us, Alyssa.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Had a blast. And we'll be back again next week with a cheerleader chit-chat video podcast.
Ooh, getting ready for the Christmas season.
Oh, almost. Yes, next week is a video podcast. I'm almost positive.
Those ones are my favorite. I must say, it's always fun to download the videos. So.
Yes. And we're going to hear all about Alyssa's project pretty soon.
I'll give Lori the update.
Okay. Well, until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.